tomorrow night, the Lord willing, and how the United States has done the same thing exactly in these last 40 years. They've made fun and called them holy rollers, Pentecostal fanatics, and everything in the world, and God working with them with signs and wonders, and the big churches have set off like this and made fun, and now in the last days, what's happened? Let me bring the scriptures to you. Are you ready? I differ with my precious brother David Duplessis. Going up there, Dr. Mackay and all these big churches, and now what are they going to say now? Oh, the Presbyterians are saying, we need speakers in tongues. We need them to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We need divine healers and all like that. Why didn't they accept it 40 years ago when it came out instead of making fun of it? They'll never do it. Amen. They are dead. Their denominations and every denomination's dead. Exactly right. It'll never rise again. No denomination will never rise. Assemblies, you've had your day. Oneness, you had your day. Foursquare, you had your day. Time of Mrs. McPherson. The old school assemblies had their day. Well, what have you done? You've denominated yourself and separated yourself. You'll never take a denomination in because it was a Catholic order in the first place that God condemned in the beginning. It'll never go in. No Baptist, Presbyterian, or nothing else, but God will pull a hungry heart from every denomination that He can, for that's His body that He'll take in. And that are sealed by the Holy Spirit. They've done took the mark of the beast. Look at it now. The Pentecostal church has done showed its colors. Now it's spewed out. Jesus on the outside knocking, trying to come in. What's He knocking? The very Messiah knock and everything else, and they still turn Him out. Right. Certainly they do. But what has happened? What day are we living in? Oh, my brother. What day are we living in? Don't think I'm crazy. I hope I'm not. If I'm crazy, just let me alone. I feel better this way than the other way. I'm telling you, my brother and sister, what's it the sign of? It's a sign we're at the end time. What did Jesus say about the sleeping virgin? Oh, you call them churches virgin? It's like Cain was, exactly the same thing. They worship. But the sleeping virgin had no oil in her lamp. Is that right? So when she found out, she's later in what she thought, communism slipping up on her, she said, oh, give us some of your oil. How do you get this Holy Ghost? You go buy it from one itself. And remember, the very time that the sleeping virgin went to buy the oil, that's when the bridegroom came. Amen. Don't you see it? If the Presbyterians and the Episcopalians and those others are come seeking for the Holy Ghost, you better get your land trimmed. Trimmed, yes, it needs trimming. Pentecost better be trimming tonight. Amen. Get a lot of this world cut away from you. You done got crowded over. The wick's got in bad shape. You know that wick is a great thing. I used to watch what a real wick of God is, a believer, is the wick. Look, he's got fire on one end up here. And the other end's dipped into oil, drawing oil and making fire. What a church! What a power! What a place to be! Hallelujah! Shining that same gospel light that's shining in the east is shining in the west. It shall be light in the evening. Rise, trim your light, Pentecost. Trim off the world. Trim off the fashions of the world. Trim off the things of the world. Get ready. The hour is at hand. Right when they went to get this, what happened? What taken place? Then the bridegroom went in. See, America has blasphemed the Holy Ghost. She's made fun of it ever since she come on the scene of existence 40 or 50 years ago. She's constantly made fun. The other churches has made fun. They've showed themselves. Now they begin to stick their head out and say, we'd like to have a little of this. But just as when they go to doing that, it's a sign that we should go to trimming our lamps. Yes. God raised up some preachers that'll go to trimming lamps. I'm telling you, what we need today is something that'll trim a lamp. Hallelujah. Saw the true Pentecostal fire. You get an old lamp all where the carbon gets on the lamp wick. It'll smoke your lamp all up. That's what's the matter with us. We got too much carbon on the lamp. Too much carbon. The fire can't draw right. That can't get enough air from the bottom. What we need is a good breathing spell. A good breath, fresh breath from heaven of the baptism of the Holy Ghost over again and the Holy Spirit working in the church with signs and wonders following the true seal of God. God say, well, I'll go up to the assemblies. If they don't treat me right, I'll go up to four square. Oh, you carboned up. You're smoking your light. Trim your light! Ready. We're at the end time. But they will. Somebody will preach it. Somebody will tell it. Somewhere there'll be some of them that'll get it.
Amen.
That's right. I don't know how many, because he said as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man, where 8 souls are saved. But I don't know how many will get it, but there'll be some of them will trim their lamp. That's all there is to it. For a lamp trimming time is on, and when the sleeping virgin went out, which had already received the mark of the beast, you say, mark of the beast, that? Yes, indeed. So did Cain receive the mark and went out. What was it? When the Baptist church, when the Pentecostal church, when the Presbyterian church took on the mark of the beast instead of receiving the Holy Ghost, they went out from God and made them an organization. What'd they do? Took them a false wife. A false wife for the world. Brought in, painted up Jezebels and everything else. Short hair and wearing shorts and skirts and Hollywood fashion, and preachers got out to take them in with deacons with 2 or 3 wives and a man. You say you're always talking on our women, about our women. All right, man, I'll comb you down once then. Let me tell you something. Any man that'll let his wife smoke cigarettes and wear shorts, I got little respect of him even being a man. He's so 65, he don't even know what he belongs to. He ain't a man! Right! Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Right. He's a poor excuse for a man. Oh, he may be 6 foot tall, weigh 200 pounds, but that don't look like a man to me. That shows who's boss around your house. She stomp her foot. I tell you right now, and you'd bow down like you was a sick kitten. It's a matter. What we need today is man! We need gospel preachers! And any preacher that'll stand in a pulpit and hold back on those things, I got little respect of him being called of God. Right? A man that's ashamed to stand in a pulpit and tell the God's truth when he knows it's an immoral thing for a woman to cut her hair. The Bible, a man's got a right to leave his wife and give her a divorce when she cuts her hair. The Bible said so. Who's the head of a woman? Her husband. And the Bible said if a woman cuts her hair, she dishonors her head. No dishonorable woman should be lived with.
Amen.
Amen. Right. She cuts off her glory. And so does the church when she does the same thing. She cuts her glory stream off. Mmm. Oh, God. Why do I say that?
Amen.
But it's truth. No, we won't need compromisers. We need men and women who will stand for justice and right and tell the truth regardless of what it is. Amen. The seal of God. Trim your lamps, my brother. Let the light of the Holy Spirit burn out again. Fresh. It's getting dark. Oh, it's such a horrible time. It's getting dark. Here, some time ago, I went down. I was coming from Dallas and was flying over and going to Indiana, and the storm come up, and the airplane had to go down at Memphis. And they put me up in that great big fine hotel down there, and told me, they called me at while, said, "We'll call you in the morning at 7 o'clock. We'll have some lines to pick you up," because I'd already paid my way, and they had to pay my way in the hotel that night. So I set up and wrote some letters to my friends. The next morning I got up and was going down to mail the letters, and I was going down the street. I thought, I'll hurry up now because that limousine's going to pick us up. At a certain time, I started down the street walking real fast. You know, the Holy Spirit said, "Stand still." I looked around, big Irish cop standing there, looked over here, and I thought, surely that wasn't him said that. And I started to walk again. Said, come aside. And there's some fishing reels and things there. I walked up like this, and I thought I'll just act like I'm looking at that so he won't think suspicious of something. So I walked up there and began to look at these reels, and I said, Heavenly Father, was that you spoke? He said, turn and go north and keep walking. I said, yes, Father. I just started. You believe children of God should be led by the Spirit of God?
Yeah.
What's the matter with our lamps are smoked up? We can't tell nothing no more. Here we were. I went walking. I walked and I walked and I walked. And I thought, oh my. I looked. Time for the airplane to come. And he just kept saying, walk. And I just kept on walking. I went over and got over on the other side. And I got the colored district over there. And I was going out. Well, it was way high. The sun was way up high. And I thought, oh, I missed my plane. Well, if he said walk, I guess maybe he makes me walk home. So I'll just keep on walking. Leave my suitcase back there. So then I went, I had my suitcase still at the hotel, and I had these letters. And I kept walking on. I thought, well, Lord, just something kept saying, keep walking, keep walking. And I just kept on walking. That's the only thing to do. No matter how it looks, just keep on anyhow. God said do it, just keep on anyhow. That's where you do it. That's where you get well. See, just keep on walking.
Amen.
Say, yesterday I couldn't wiggle my finger, but that much today I can wiggle it that much. Praise God. Tomorrow I'll wiggle it that much, the next day that much, and then the first thing I'm looking at, just keep on going. That's all.
Amen.
Just keep walking. Then I got over there on the other side of Memphis, and when I did, why, I was walking out through a big colored district there, a little old shanties like out there, and I thought, what am I doing over here? I thought, well, he said, keep walking. If he want me to turn some other way, he'd tell me. So I just kept on walking. And I walked and I sang that little song that you Pentecostal people sing about, let's see if I can get the tune. They were gathered in the upper room all praying in his name. Baptized with the Holy Ghost and power for service came. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. You've heard it, haven't you? Yes, sir. These people may not learn to be our boast of worldly fame. They have all received their Pentecost through faith in Jesus' name and are telling now both far and wide his power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I was going to learn humming that to myself. I seen an old colored woman leaning out over a gate there like this, and it's way up, and always beautiful springtime, and the honeysuckles. You think orange blossom smells good. Just wait till you smell honeysuckles in Indiana back there. So, and there was, and she's leaning out there, and she had a man's shirt tied around her head. Great big fat face, you know. And I was coming on, I thought, well, I seen the earth stand there. I kept walking on like that. And when I got up close, she started laughing. Great big tears start coming down her eyes. I said, good morning, Auntie. That's usually the way we would address colored people in the South. She said, good morning, Parson. I said, Parson? That's a preacher, you know. I said, how'd you know I was a parson? She said, I know you're just coming. I said, stop and come back. I thought, Father, is this it? You send me down to this Negro woman? And she was standing there, and I said, how'd you know I was a parson? She said, did you ever read that story about the Shunammite woman? I said, oh, yes. She said, I was that kind of woman. And she said, I didn't have any children, and I told the Lord if he'd give me a baby that I would raise it to serve him. And said, I did that. The Lord gave me a baby, and said, I washed over a washboard to make a living for him. And said, he'd been such a fine boy, but said he took a road that's wrong. He got out the wrong company. And said, she's an old Pentecostal saint. And so she said, he took the road was wrong and said he got a horrible social disease and said, I didn't know it. And said, now they can't do nothing for him. Said his heart's done eat out. Said he's laying in there dying. And said, last night I prayed all night. Said he'd been unconscious 2 days, Parson. And said, I prayed all night last night. And I said, Lord, you give me this baby. Said, I as your servant, said, where is that Elisha? He said, I kept on praying. Said, this morning I went to sleep on my knees. He said, about 2 o'clock. He said, I dreamed that the Lord told me to come here and stand on this gate. And she said, he'll be coming down the street with a tan suit on, a little tan hat. And said, I've been waiting here since before daylight, and I've seen you coming. Said, I know. Oh. That's Pentecost. That's real Pentecost. I said to her, I said, my name is Branham, Auntie. Did you ever hear of me? She said, no, sir, Parson Branham, I never heard of you. And she said, I'm sorry, but I never heard of you. She said, won't you come in? And I said, yes, ma'am, thank you. I never said another word. I thought, this must be it. So when I walked in, they had an old plow point hanging on a chain on the gate to pull it back together. Went in a little old two-room, what we call shotgun house in the east, little long room. And I've been in king's palaces, went to pray for King George of England. I was at the Gustav up in Sweden. And I've been in many king's palaces and King Farouk and many other places and great potentates and monarchs. Some of the greatest the world has today, I've had the privilege of going in and talk with them, interviewed. I've been in lovely homes, but I never was more welcome and felt any more home than I did in that little Negro hut that morning. When I went in there, wasn't a rug on the floor, a little old poster bed set kind of that way, and I had a big sign up on the door there that said, God bless our home. I've been in people's houses who call themselves Christians and pinups and dirty, vulgar pictures and things on the wall. I felt really at home. Looked down on the bed, and there lay a great, big, sturdy-looking colored boy, I guess weighed 170 pounds. And he had the blanket in his hand going, I said, what's the matter, brother? And she said, Parson, he hadn't spoke for 2 days. And he kept saying, it's dark in here. It's dark. I don't know where I'm going. And the old auntie come over to me. She said, Parson, he thinks he's out in the river somewhere, a sea, and it's dark, and he's rowing a boat, and he can't see where he's going. And said, he's been sitting there for 2 days. And I said, oh, that's too bad. And I said, well, Auntie, I said, my ministry, I just left Dallas, Texas. I pray for the sick. She wasn't interested in that. She said, just one thing I want to say, Parson. I want you to pray. And if God of heaven will just let me hear my boy say, Mama, it's all right, I'm saved. Said, I'll be ready to let him go. Said, but I've worked so hard and prayed so hard for my boy. Said, I just hate to see him die like that and know he's going out lost back in the way he is. Said, if I can just hear him say, it's all right, Mama, I'm ready to go. Will you pray? I said, all right, Auntie. And we knelt down on the floor. And I seen her, guess her son's shirt tied around her head, great big old fat cheeks like that. And she, great big woman. She knelt down. I thought, I said, Auntie, you lead us in prayer. Oh, brother, if I'd never known she's Pentecostal then, I'd have known it then. Talk about praying. That old woman prayed a prayer that would just, you could just feel your hair in the back of your neck stand up. She prayed like I tell you, she talked to him like she talked to him before. She knew who she was talking to. When, oh, such a prayer. She just rang my heart. And when she got down, she reached over, kissed him on the head. She said, God bless Mama's baby. I thought, there it is. There it is. See, God bless Mama's baby. Though he's brought disgrace upon the home. Great, big, burly-looking fellow like that. No matter what he's done, he's still Mama's baby. Because that mother love still moves on to him. And I thought, yes, that's right. But the Bible said, can a mother forget her suckling babe? Said she might do it, but I can't forget you. Your names are engraved on the palms of my hand. What a great love. How God would ever forget us. Though our lamps are smoked up, he still loves us. Let's just trim our feeble lamp, my brother. Let's stand out. Let's get ready to meet the Lord Jesus. Let's get cleaned up. Let's get fixed up. Let's get prayed up. Let's get right. There, she kissed him like that. He said, oh, it's dark, Mama. Oh, it's dark, pulling that cover back and forth. And I took hold of his feet. His feet were cold and sticky. And I said, just like he was dying. And I said, can you hear me, brother? He said, oh, Mama, it's dark. He said, and I tried to talk to him. He didn't know. He was shaking his head like that and stuff running out of his mouth. And he said, oh, Mama, it's dark. It's dark. I don't know where my boats are going like that. And she started crying, wiping them big old cheeks like that. And she said, you see what I mean, Parson? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, will you pray next, Parson? I said, yes, ma'am. And I knelt down and I said, you kneel with me. And I put my hands up on his feet. I said, Heavenly Father, it's after 9 o'clock now. My plane's been gone a long time. I said, I pray you to be merciful. I don't know why you led me over here. Surely this is the place. This is where, because I wouldn't have come this way if you hadn't have led me. And this woman standing here, you never lead us in vain. You always show us what you're doing. So I pray, Father, if this is your will, that you'll let the boy grant the woman the request, and may he be saved. And I pray that you'll heal his body. And while I was yet praying, he said, Mama, oh Mama, it's getting light in the room. It's getting light in the room. You know, in a few minutes he's sitting up on the side of the bed talking to us. Put that big black arm around me like that. I said, I must go. And I started down the street and I caught a cab. Run down real quick and got my suitcase. And I said, well, I'll go out and catch a plane sometime tonight. It was awful right after the war there. And it's awful bad to get a plane out. And just as I drove in, it said, last call for flight number 172. So that plane has stayed on the ground all that time. I got the same plane. See, God makes everything work right, doesn't he? About a year later, I was going to be.
Even this hour he's speaking unto many. Hear ye the voice of the Lord. He's speaking unto thee this hour. Wilt thou yield thy heart? Wilt thou give thyself unto him? Oh, I say unto thee, the time is short. Jesus will soon return. Yield thy heart to him. Give thy all to him. Oh, I say unto thee, he's calling thee. He's calling thee. If thou wilt yield, it shall be light. It shall be light. But if thou dost reject the Spirit, it shall be dark. And how great is that darkness?
God, oh Father, how we thank you for this warning to us. Lord, I know it's not in vain. Oh God, let the people see we're only trying to get them to trim their lamps to get ready. The hour's approaching, Lord, when all these signs, a sleeping virgin now hunting for oil, all these things, to hear your Spirit come down and vindicate the message that is true. God, I pray that you'll bless the people. Let them be warned of God tonight and have no rest until they have trimmed their lamps and got ready to meet the bridegroom. Grant it, Father. Amen. How beautiful. Did you notice that, man? Did you notice how them... You Pentecostal people are letting discernment puzzle you? Look how much greater this is than that. See, how that see, the very sound of the voice that man was giving, see the interpretation coming the same way, just about the same length, same amount of paragraphs and everything. So Holy Spirit, I'm telling you the truth. It's true. Oh, sinner friends, seek the Lord now. Call upon him while he may be heard. Hear him is my prayer. I want to tell you what happened. A year later, I was going through on the train coming to Phoenix. If you're ever in Memphis coming from the east, you pull up like this. I got off of the train and started walking down through there. The train, it gave you about, it charged you 50 cents for a little bitty sandwich, it real thin. And I waited till I got to a place where I get off, get me some hamburgers, and I get a sack of them. And get back on the train. See, now I could exist on that. So then I don't believe in taking the saints' money and spending stuff like that. So then I got me some hamburgers, and I was going down there, running down this way towards where the stand was. I heard somebody say, "Hello, Dad, Parson Branham." I looked around, a little red cat, and I said, "Hello there." He said, "Wait a minute." He come over and said, "Hi's you?" And I said, "I'm all right." I said, "I don't believe I know." He said, "Oh, yes, you do." And I said, "Maybe you just skipped my mind." He said, "You remember coming down the street one morning and come to a house where a boy was laying dying with a venereal disease?" I said, you're not. I said, yes, I am. He said, I'm not only healed, but I saved now, Pastor. Oh, the half has never yet been told. What more can a kind, gracious, precious Heavenly Father do to warn us and to get us right? What more can He do? Do you love Him?
Amen.
Do you love Him with all your heart,
Amen.
All your soul, and with all your mind? How many sinners is in here now as we bow our heads just a moment? Raise up your hand and say, God, put fire in my lamp tonight, Lord. Light my little candle and let me burn for Christ till I die. Say, I now take my way with the Lord's despised you. Let me see your hand. Sinner friend, would you raise your hand and accept Christ as your Savior? Would you just raise your hand, balcony or bottom floor? We've combed through and through each night. There perhaps was another or two in here tonight. Raise up your hand. Will you do it? Anywhere, sinner, say, I want to receive the Holy Ghost. Now remember, you'll either have the Holy Ghost or take the mark of the beast. There's just two classes. We'll get to it tomorrow night. I just kind of threw it out and made a big foundation to cap it off on tomorrow night. You raise your hand and say, I want it, Brother Brent. God bless you, young man. The Lord bless you. That's very good. God gave you the desire of your heart, son. Someone else, just raise up and say, I want to accept Christ. God bless you, lady. That's very fine, a very gallant thing. Someone else, raise up and say, I'll accept Christ. I'll receive it. In the balcony, way back in the corner, yes. I see your hand up there, my dear friend. Now, someone else, say, let's see now. Someone else say, I'll accept Christ as my Savior. I'll raise my hand to Him and say, Now remember, when you raise up your hand, you mean it. That settles it. It's done forever. God takes you right at your word. You just mean it. Raise up your hand. See what happened. All right, another one up in the balcony. God bless you. Yes, that's good. Just raise up your hand and see what a feeling comes over you. If you're a sinner, raise up your hand. Yes, the lady, young lady sitting here in front. God bless you, sister dear. Another one? I'll be waiting. Christ is. God bless you up there. Another one? God bless you back there, young fellow. God be with you, sonny boy. So God will certainly do that. I want to accept Christ as my Savior. God bless you back in the back. Another one? I will accept Christ as my Savior. I now, up on this spot where I'm sitting, I'm convinced that I need Christ. I know that I've always believed that there come a time of separation. That God would separate the true church. He will. He'll take it home. He's getting it ready right now. Will you come join up with Jesus Christ by giving your heart to Him? Just continue on in the church wherever you are. Just continue on, but give your heart to Him. Raise. Now, the denominations, they're one's just about like the others. It's wherever it is, wherever you got your fellowship, a group of people that you love, that's all right. If you belong to Four Square, don't change the assembly. If you belong to assembly, don't change the Four Square. Just stay where you are and love the Lord. Anywhere you're at, you're baptized into the body of Christ. So whatever organization you belong to, don't save you or have nothing to do with it. It's just a place where people come. And real true brothers know that. We all know that. We know that. Certainly we do. Well, there's another one. Raise your hand before you have prayer. God bless you, honey. Would be another one. Raise your hand. Say, up on the basis of the shed blood, what Jesus did for me. And Brother Branham, what I've heard you say tonight, I don't believe that you'd tell us anything wrong. I certainly believe that you're God's servant. And upon the message that your faith cometh by hearing, hearing the Word of God. We get into that so sweetly tomorrow night on finishing up the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the mark of the beast. Well, you raise your hand, say, upon the basis of the shed blood of Christ, I raise my hand to Him saying, I want you to be my Savior right now. Is there any more before we pray? God bless you, young lady. That's very fine. God be with you, my sister. Would there be another? God bless you, my sister, sitting right here. That's very fine. Would there be another? Way back in the back. God bless you, my brother. That just makes the difference between death and life. Now, what, you that raised your hand, what if tonight was your last night on earth, and if sometime between now and daylight, you'd happen to wake up in your sleep, and your heart's stopping, your veins are cooling off, your hand's getting cold, you're pressing a pillow as you're dying, the doctor walks through the door and says, no, it's a heart attack, they're gone. Nothing. You hear him say that. Won't it be wonderful when you know that you raised your hand? Oh, how sweet, how glad you'll be. What if you have a wreck going home and you're laying on the side of the road bleeding, hearing the ambulance coming, but no, it's coming too late. And you know that you raise your hand to Christ. You say, let it be, I have to go sometime anyhow, so I'm ready now, and now's the time to go. Just raise your hand. Make that all one decision right now, will you, my brother, my sister? Raise up your hand. You say, Brother Branham, why do you plead with people like that? This is not your tabernacle. This is not your church. I know. Brother Buntain, my brother, is a pastor here. The Assemblies of God this church belongs to, which this building here and the Assemblies of God is one of my greatest supporters in Pentecostal realms around the world. That's not, but still, all of that, as much as I love them, that's not the reason. I love you. I love you as an individual. I don't want you to be lost. I had a vision. I hope I have time to tell it to you. What happened a few nights ago, I've seen glory and seen people and seen a woman run up and put her arm around me up there. I've been a little rough on women anyhow, and I've seen that woman, the most beautiful thing I ever seen. And she called me her darling brother, and I said, why'd she do that? Said she was past 90 when you led her to Christ. I said, oh God, if I can only go back, I'll persuade, I'll beg, I'll plead, I'll do everything. Won't you raise your hand and say, I accept Christ as my Savior? Surely, if God lets me do what I do for Him, I surely know have some conception of how to receive Him. Would there be a lukewarm church member here? Now, everybody with your head bowed. A lukewarm church member, just you've professed you know Christ, but really down in your heart you haven't, but you want to know Him, raise your hand. A church member, God bless you, sir. Someone, God bless you, brother. God bless you. Someone else, just a church member, say, I want to know Christ. I belong to church, and I can say nothing evil against that. I sure rather you be on, belong to the church. Now, you're on the street without anything. You go on to church, but I want you, please come and receive the seal of God. Because if you haven't got it, well, the Bible said there's only two classes. Wait till tomorrow night, and you'll see. Two classes. One will have the mark of the beast, the other will have the seal of God, just like Cain and Seth in the Garden of Eden comes to that thing. Will you raise your hand one more now before we pray? God bless you, lady. Our Heavenly Father, I have seen many hands go up tonight. Most of them are sinners, and they want forgiveness of sin. Two raise their hands that they were just church members and yet didn't know you and wasn't sealed into the kingdom. Father, I bring these scriptures and hold them before you. You said in your word, he that heareth my word, and Lord, with the best of my knowledge I preached it, and believeth on him that sent me, has eternal life. Now you said that, Father. That's exactly what you said. And I'm bringing it right back to your memory. These people has heard that word and has believed on him that sent you. Now you said they have now, present tense, have, present tense, eternal life, and shall not come into the judgment, but has passed from death into life. When did they do it? When they raised their hand. Said they believed. Now Lord, you said it, and I'm claiming those souls. Satan, you can't hold them no more. They're God's children right now. I'm bringing that before you. You have to take your hand off their life. They belong to God now. I claim them for Him. I claim them as trophies of Christ's love at Calvary. I challenge you in a debate. You don't have any legal power. You have no power over them. You don't have it in the first place. He was only bluffing them. He was only bluffing. Christ stripped you of everything you had at Calvary. He stripped every power that you ever had. And you're nothing but a bluff, and we've called your bluff. These are children of God now. And Father, you said, he that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out. You promised it. And I know it's true. You said you give them eternal life and raise them up at the last day, then they're just as sure to come in the resurrection as they're sitting in this building tonight. Now, Father, I ask this one more thing. Will you fill them with the Holy Ghost? Grant that, Lord. Oh, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Don't let their soul ease, Lord. May all night long their pillows be hard. May they feel like rocks or bed until they're out there on their knees saying, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. May they get the Bible, read it. May you come to them and interpret the Word to them. And may they have no ease now. They're your children and the hour's getting late. I pray that they will find that peace that passes all understanding by Jesus Christ. These church members that raise their hand, Father, I thank you for them. They have professed and went into a church, but they realized just being a church member, they would be marked in the wrong kind of a woman. We'll get that tomorrow night if you're willing, Father. Show them and how they're marked off on a false bride. The true bride has an oil in her lamp. I pray, Father, that you'll give them oil in their lamp tonight. May those church members become filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Grant it, Lord. I pray this not to be evil, but to be their brother, to know that to miss heaven is miss all. What's this little span of life be to what eternity is? It just melts out into a never ending because it never did begin. And Father, I pray that you'll pull them up at the last days into that eternal realms of glory with you. Granted, they are yours. I pray and give them to you in Christ's name. Now with their head bowed, I'm going to ask everyone that raised their hand just to stand on their feet. I'm not going to ask you to come up here. We don't have any room. But all that raised your hands, if you're sincere with God, just stand up to your feet just a moment. Every person that raised their hand, stand to your feet. Everywhere, in the balconies, everywhere, just stand up. Jesus said, he that will confess me before man, him I'll confess before my Father and the holy angels. Now I want you church members and you Christians especially to look around and see who they are. Now I want you to take hold of their hand and shake their hand. Stand there and say, God bless you. Welcome into the kingdom of God, pilgrim. That's it. Turn right around somebody, shake hands with them. Say, welcome into the kingdom of God. That's very fine. That's very fine. That's good. God bless you. The Lord be with you. That's so fine. Good. God bless you. Now you may be seated. That's very, very fine. Now I'm going to ask you to do something now. Be sure to find some pastor. If you've never been baptized in Christian baptism, find some pastor, the church of your choice, and be baptized into water, into the fellowship of that church. And then when you do that, then you seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost until you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'll meet you in the morning by the bright river side. While sorrows have drifted away, I'll be standing at the portal when the gates open wide. At the close of life's long weary day, I will meet you in the morning with a how do you do. And we'll sit down by the river and with rapture old acquaintance renew. You will know me in the morning by the smile that I wear. I will meet you in the morning in the city built four square. Father God, they are yours now. Sealed into the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit dealing with them. And I pray that I'll meet them in the morning on that bright shining shore yonder when all sorrows had drifted away. Won't it be wonderful, Father? Joy bells ringing, all the hearts lights singing. It'll be a glorious time. They're yours. And I pray that you'll keep them by thy grace until we meet at that river that morning. Amen. Now, don't you feel good?
Amen.
Don't it just make you feel real good? Say, Brother Branham, the young converts not just come into the kingdom. I'm going to ask the Father if he'll do something. I have a right to ask you now.
Amen.
Sinners came. I believe we find favor with him, don't you?
Amen.
How many sick out there? Raise up your hands. Just sick and needy. All right. I'm going to turn my back to show you that we are in the last day. How many remembers our lessons? How the angel of the Lord, God, came down and dwelt in human flesh and eat meat, just an ordinary human being talking like it, and yet God was in human flesh just before Sodom burned. And Jesus said it would be the same kind of a sign would take place at the coming of the Son of Man. We believe that? How we went through the lessons to show what he did. Now, there's not a person here that I know. I believe I was hunting a few weeks ago with this young man sitting right here. Aren't you some relation to my good friend, your brother, Norman's brother-in-law? I believe that's right, isn't it? All right, that's the only person, and Brother and Sister Smith sitting here, Brother Gene, and that's all I know. I'm going to turn, and yes, Sister Upshaw, bless your heart, Sister Upshaw. Oh, how I love Brother Willie Upshaw. Your meeting that night, Brother Kopp, when I looked there and seen, I was trying to talk and seen him where he fell off that wagon, hurt his back, and seen they couldn't do nothing for him. Never heard of him in my life, and there he was, Willie D. Upshaw. I said, how? Aaron come to him and said, what about that man? I said, he's run for president one time and would have had the election if it hadn't been his stand against whiskey and the wrong thing. The Democratic Party would have elected him. But he took his stand, and I said, all these years, 66 years, you've been on these crutches and wheelchairs, but God takes him off of it. And how sweet. When I get up on the other side, I'll see a young, handsome-looking man coming down and say, you remember me, Brother Branham? I'm Brother Upshaw. See his little sweetheart there, all of them together. I remember how you cried that night, Sister Upshaw, when you seen him rise up, run the platform, and touch his toes with his hand at about 80 years old. How God can do great things. All right. The angel of the Lord sat with his back turned. Now, I hope you all get this. I am not the angel of the Lord. I'm William Branham, see? I'm your brother. But he was dwelling in human flesh, saying that he created himself and just disappeared. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Now, do you believe that was God?
Amen.
The Bible said it was God. Abraham said it was. What was it, a sign that in the last days, now remember, when he come in the days of the Lord Jesus, God dwelt in Jesus. Don't you believe that? That's the virgin-born body. A seed that come from God himself. And in that blood cell, when it was broken at Calvary for our sins, then it sanctified the church that the Holy Spirit could dwell in the church and continue the works of God. Oh, yeah. Ye are my witnesses after you've received power. That's right. Now, if I've told the truth, then let the Holy Spirit speak to you tonight. I'll turn my back, you pray. See if it's the same Holy Spirit. Now he has to work with you the same as he works with me. Some of you, brother, now you're praying for those out there in the audience. Ministers and so forth. We'll have time. The Heavenly Father knows that I do this for no other purpose but that the word that I preach might be made manifest to the church of this day, that the Pentecostal church has gotten away from God. It must come back. It's a lady of sin age. God, if I've said anything against anyone that harmed, that wasn't you telling me, you forgive me, Lord, but I did it just the way you gave it to me. So I pray, Father, that you'll vindicate. I spoke of you, and I speak that I told truth, Lord. I commit it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. There several hundred people sitting there, many of them sick. I don't know one of them. You do. I pray that you'll make your word fulfilled. When you came here on earth, you said that you did it that it might be fulfilled, which is spoke of the prophet Isaiah, what the Messiah would do. Now, Father, may it be fulfilled again, for you promised it. That's the reason you permit it. In Christ's name, amen. Now, there's many praying. If somebody, like the little woman, can touch his garment. Yes, right before me now is coming a vision, and it happens to be it is a woman. She's sitting, where I'm standing now would be to my right, this way. She's suffering with a gallbladder trouble. She has heart trouble also. With my back turned, if I call her name, maybe she'd understand. Miss Hansen, stand up and receive your healing. Now, I've never looked around yet. Now, do you believe?
Amen.
Just have faith. Where was the lady at? She's back this way somewhere. Right there? Was all things true, lady? Are we strange to one another? If it is, wave your hand like this. It's all true, was it? Then the same angel of God that was sitting there at Sodom and Gomorrah to give a sign to Abraham that the hour was drawing close for the burning of Sodom is here tonight.
Amen.
Just a gift to let myself relax. I see him on someone else. I hope. Now, don't let me stay too long. I was watching a vision, a woman sitting here praying. She's got diabetes. Miss Finch, do you believe that God will make you well? If you do, stand up. Raise up your hand. I do not know you. Is that right? If that's right, wave your hand. Is that what's wrong with you? What? All right. You touched something, didn't you? What? You didn't touch me, did you? You touched God. God bless you. What do you think, young man, rubbing your nose? You're in need of God, too. You believe? God will describe to me what your trouble. You don't have a prayer card. No, there's no. That's right. There's no prayer card. You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? I mean to say, excuse me for saying that. I'm not a prophet. I'm just his servant. Bothered with nervousness. Just so nervous you can't hold yourself together. Isn't that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. Do you believe what I'd say would come to pass? You believe it?
Amen.
Will you obey me as his prophet? Then I'll take that nervousness off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't never speak of it no more.
Amen.
Go and be made well.
Amen.
Did not our Lord say, if you say to this mountain, be moved? If thou canst believe. Man sitting right back there looking at me. He'd like to come up here. He wants me to lay hands on him. That's right. That hardening of the arteries would leave you if you just believe it right where you're sitting. Will you do it? Sitting right back there, kind of gray, glasses on, sitting right back there looking at me. You'll believe with all your heart. Don't doubt. You believe it? Now look, circle right from that man in law. Rubbing your eyes to turn around and look with a little, that's it. The lady's sitting right here, shot over you at the heart trouble sitting there. Do you believe that God will make you well? Right there? Yes. All right. You get the healing, it's yours. All right. Be alert. Be ready to catch it at any minute. Mighty sweet person. You got a lot of faith. You're in good contact with God. I don't know you. But do you believe that God will heal that heart trouble you got too? You got trouble with your leg too, don't you? Your limb. Yes. You got a daughter that's unsaved, you're praying for. That's right. You're not from here, you're from North Hollywood. You know who I'm talking about now? You want me to call your name? Miss Beard. Stand up on your feet and accept it. You believe? Now, what is it, friends? Is those things true, lady? If it is, wave your hand. See? That's right. Now, do you believe? I've never seen a woman in my life. Now, see the whole building? Now, they touch me. See, I know it's just enough. Now, they watch me and know when I have enough. Now, let me tell you, my friend, I've told you the truth. God's vindicated it. I've told you the truth. The very anointing of God that's preaching this same word and saying these things is the very anointing who declares that God is here doing the same thing. Do you believe with all your heart?
Amen.
How many of you want to receive the Holy Ghost? Raise up your hand. Say, I'd like to receive the Holy Ghost. The pastor tells me there's a room right down there just waiting for somebody to come down to be going to be prayed for. Why don't you receive it? Go down there and receive the Holy Ghost. Let's all stand on our feet at one time. Let's raise up our hands and give God praise. Everybody in your own way. Don't just believe it. Heavenly Father, I give praise and glory unto you. For all the mighty works, all the things that you have done. You're the infallible God. You're the one that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never fail. Now put your hands over on one another. Lay your hands on one another to be healed and receive the Holy Ghost. Now pray for that person. Pray for one another. Up in the balcony. Up there. Put your hands on one another.